Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two individuals with the Real World Camp Planning Committee in Jamestown. We have Chelsea Francis and Kayla Curtis joining us. And Chelsea and Kayla, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Now, people are like, what committee is that? Real World Camp? What is going on with this? It's something very new coming to Jamestown, but it's something that's taken place in other communities before. And we're very excited and very fortunate that we're going to be having this for the first time ever in Jamestown on March 14th. So I think we start with, what is the Real World Camp?
So the Real World Camp is a free financial literacy camp for 7th and 8th graders. It's a full day of fun and engaging activities. In the morning, we've got classroom breakout sessions for the kids to rotate through on various financial literacy topics. And then in the afternoon, the kids are actually going to get life profiles where they have a career and a monthly income and a family, whether or not they're married and if they have children. And then they navigate the real world city, visiting booths from local vendors where they must make life decisions based on their monthly income and their family size and try to keep it all within their budget. So they've got to pick housing and cars and pay for daycare and student loans.
Well, and talk about a stressful situation. You go from learning about some of these things to all of a sudden, I have a family, I have bills, I have to worry about all this stuff. And really, it's all to learn more about that as students, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is coming up on March 14th. It is for these students. This is kind of like encompassing a lot of Stetson County, right?
It's actually really getting quite all over the place. We've got students coming from as far as Wishick, North Dakota.
Okay.
So about a 90-minute bus ride just because they really want to go to the camp.
Of course, yeah.
And as close as Montpelier, Barnes County North, we've got Cullum, Edgeley, Valley City. So six different schools from the area coming and bringing their students.
Perfect. And we're expecting upwards of 300?
Almost 225 students.
Almost 225, yeah. Which is so crazy for something that is new to Jamestown. But there's going to be a lot of really important information shared during this. Chelsea Francis, Kayla Curtis again joining us right now, and let's talk about it. I don't know, Chelsea, you have the schedule here. Do you want to kind of run us a little bit through what these students will be doing in the morning and preparing for in the afternoon?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the morning, we have a welcome and opening keynote speaker. We're going to be doing something really fun. We don't want to give it away. So it's going to be kind of a surprise during that. But the kids are definitely going to have some fun with that and be able to give us some feedback on what we're doing. And in the morning, we have several different classes. We have classes about credit, money facts and trivia, budgeting, the importance of savings. Each class is about a half hour long. And then they have some really fun activities in there, keep them really engaged. During the afternoon, we have a closing keynote speaker. They're going to be talking about personal security, identity theft, and money scams. Okay. And this is all going to be held at the Civic Center here in Jamestown. And then the really fun activity that we're looking forward to is called The City. So like Kayla was talking about, they get those real life scenarios and they get to walk around, visit all the businesses from town that have agreed to be there. And we definitely want to thank all of those businesses because they are amazing for coming out and helping us with this. And then we have a recap and summary, and then those kids get to go home and hopefully their teachers will have some great activities for them to do when they get back as well. Sure. And some learning experiences, and they're ready for the real world once they hit that high school phase and they have to go out and get jobs and figure out what to do with their money.
It's really great. It's something that, and I told you guys before we jumped on here that as a grown-up now, right, as an adult now, you think back and you're like, man, some of these things I really wish somebody guided me on. And I really wish, like, how do you do it when you're trying to balance this? And now I have a family and now I have to pay for bills and student loans and stuff. So it really puts these kids in an engaging situation and gives them the tools, hopefully, to learn from that. So they have an idea of kind of how it is when they get into the real world, thus the real world camp. So again, this is coming up March 14th at the Civic Center. And this is really free to all these students in these schools, right? Mm-hmm. This is all put on by these businesses and you guys, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have about 20 local sponsors that donated either supplies or monetary donations.
Awesome.
To pull it all together. There's absolutely no cost to the schools for their students to attend. And not only do the kids not have to pay to come, but they also actually get a free t-shirt. We provide lunch. They get a cinch bag full of goodies to take home along with a ton of knowledge. Hopefully.
Yeah. You hope they take something away from it. Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So again, March 14th. And we encourage anybody to like learn more about this, and hopefully it becomes a big thing, because it'd be really nice to see this annually, so more of these kids can get these, you know, the information and the updates that are going to be provided. Where can they go to learn more about the Real World Camps and about what's going to be happening in Jamestown?
We have a Facebook page, and it's called the Real World Camp. And once they go to it, they can find all kinds of information about our camp, but Bismarck, Fargo, they all have the same webpage, but all of our information is out there, as well as our local sponsors. We have a shout out to them on there as well.
Absolutely. Very good. So Kayla or Chelsea, anything else about these Real World Camps and or anything else that's going to be happening that you wanted to mention right here?
I think we pretty much mentioned everything. Like, it's just super exciting. We're very excited for Thursday to come. And we just want to thank everybody, our sponsors, all of our volunteers. We have 30 volunteers that are coming.
Wow.
So
awesome.
It takes a lot of people to make this work and to pull it together. So everybody's been a rock star so far.
Perfect. So yeah, go to the Facebook page, like Chelsea said, learn about all these businesses and these sponsors who helped make this possible. Kayla, anything you wanted to add in there?
Well, this absolutely will be an annual event. So
perfect.
We are really hoping that it takes off this year and more people learn that it is a possibility and that it is a real thing and that it is available for their students to attend.
Yeah.
And that more schools, you know, jump on. This year we did cap it at 225 being our first year.
Right.
We've already talked about it as a committee, and we are willing to go up to 300 next year. So we don't want to turn any schools away.
Right.
Again, it is for 7th and 8th graders in the area. And the camp runs from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Thursday, March 14th. We are going to start planning for next year's camp in May of this year, because it does not only take a village to pull it off, but it takes a lot of planning and coordinating.
Right.
So anybody who is interested in being on the planning committee or volunteering for the day of the camp next year, or if your business would like to have a booth during the afternoon activity, or if you're interested in helping with sponsoring next year, we are all about getting our businesses' logos out there that do help us. And so if you're interested in any of that, please feel free to reach out to either Chelsea or myself. You can send us a message on our Facebook page. Again, Real World Camp.
Perfect. Real World Camp. Give it a look on Facebook. Again, this is coming up in Jamestown, March 14th. Chelsea and Kayla, thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.